Get ready for a transformation.
But in this kingdom, we start growing. We are replacing those carnal thoughts with the word of God. Our minds are renewed to the word of God. At that time, glory, glory, glory. So when we are speaking from knowledge. Or you wake up and say, "Hey, bonga fish and gari." Glory to God! I took it in the dream. I will never take it in life. In the name of Jesus.
Say, "I'll never be poor."
Jesus Christ. Pay attention to everything I'm going to show you.
Another life-changing moment with Apostle Peters.
First of all, I wanted to turn to 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. I want to show you something. Okay? I want to talk to you on contentment. Contentment. You know, it's beautiful when we discuss the supernatural life. Yeah. Eternal life. Yeah. Wealth in Christ. Yeah. All those are beautiful. But it's also important to look into some important topic from the Word of God. You can live the supernatural life, but lack good attitude or habit. It may stain your supernatural living. 1 Timothy chapter 6, reading from the 11th verse. From the 6th verse, good. Read it, everybody. Want to go? Next verse. Mm-hmm. Next verse. Okay. The final verse, 11. But thou, all right, now what is contentment? Contentment simply means being happy in whatever state. Being happy in whatever state you are. Being happy with what you have. You're happy with what God has given you, what you have. You're happy in that situation. Now, that does not mean that you should be comfortable with poverty, lack, want, and so on. It just simply means that at the present level that you are happy. You still celebrate God. You still celebrate yourself. That is contentment. You are okay. Now, that okay does not mean that you are celebrating and accepting mediocrity. That's not what it means. It just means that you have learned to be grateful, and then you've learned. In fact, this will make it clearer. Let's read amplified version of this. 1 Timothy chapter 6 from the 6th verse from the Amplified. Okay, it says, and it is indeed the source of immense profit for godliness accompanied with contentment. Now, godliness means the God-likeness, the God kind of life. Living in a godly way means living like God. Now, that does not mean the supernatural life, okay? It just means that moral attitudes, talking about your moral attitude, okay? God-likeness, this piety that you show outwardly, okay? It says, when that is accompanied with contentment, it's gain. That contentment, which is a sense of inward sufficiency. Now, for those who are content, they usually have this inward sufficiency, this sense of inward sufficiency. There are those that, no matter what they have, they are never satisfied. Never. Contentment means to be satisfied, by the way. They are never satisfied. Somebody said, life is in stages. Men are in sizes. How true. Life is in stages. You have to understand how God works with us. It will take you bit by bit. Why will it not take you up at once? Because it may destroy you. And since you are his child, it will train you first for what he wants to deliver into your hand, so that when you have it, it will not destroy you. Some people, that's what destroys them. You know, how many times have I quoted that scriptures? The prosperity of a fool will destroy him. That's what the Bible says. And God knows that the moment it delivers everything at once into your hands, it will get into your head. And that will make you miss him. And that will also make you mess up. And he's more concerned about your soul than he is about things that he's given you. You see that? He's more concerned about your soul. He doesn't want you to end up in hell. And so he will do everything to keep you in line. Now, the sense of inward sufficiency just means that any, in whatever you have, in your inside, you see it as sufficient for the now. Some people belittle whatever is in their hands. If you have just two suits, in your inside, that is in your spirit, okay? You think that's just sufficient. Now, why you have faith to get more? You are not sad because more has not come. A Christian does not act like that. That's acting like you are hopeless, faithless. The little you have, you're celebrating God in it. Meanwhile, your faith is up for the next level. But you are not always complaining. I'm just tired of my life. I'm just tired of. And then you think of borrowing, you think of doing this, you think of doing, no, stop all that. You will rob yourself of your joy. That's what it's talking about. Next verse. Amplify the sweet, I'm telling you. For we brought nothing into the world. Now, he's trying to remind you. For we brought nothing into the world, and obviously, we cannot take anything out of the world. So why are you crazy about and dying and killing yourself over these things? After all, you didn't come in with anything. Then he says something. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content, satisfied. Now, you notice he says, if we have. He doesn't say when we have. He says, if we have food and clothing. That means if we don't have two, we still ought to be satisfied. But those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, useless, godless. This is Paul talking. You know, sometimes the anointing will come upon Paul and it could be rough when he's talking. Okay, some people wonder when a pastor talks like this. Once in a while, the anointing could come on a man of God to talk in a certain way because he wants to get someone's attention. God understands why. Okay, so just shut up when it has to do with the man of God. Just keep quiet. Okay, don't say what is bigger than you. Okay, it says, but those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, useless, godless, and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing. Including Christians, they will go all the way just to get extra money. Now, Christmas is approaching. This is November. The lady has started thinking, I need to get some new clothes. Oh, I need to look good this Christmas. Oh, I need a lot of things. Oh, and so at that period in time, she positions herself. Any wooing will be it. As long as the guy comes around to woo her, you look at him. Does this one have some change? Looks at the phone. Ah, that's iPhone. Okay. He says, is it just for this period? After that, you see, you are not living like a Christian. You are letting money get you. What about the guys? The same thing. You say, I can just do any job. I don't even care. You have any job for me. Any kind. Well, the one I have for you, will you be able to do it? Any kind. You think I'm joking? I want to make money. And then he thinks in his that after I make the money, I'll pay the tithe in church. God understands. Oh, no. You cannot buy God. You can't buy him out that way. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what the Bible says. Okay? So, for the love of money is the root of all evils. Does it say money is the root of all evils? No, the love of it. The love of it. Let me tell you something. As a Christian, never be unconscious of your Christian life. Don't be unconscious. You always ought to be conscious that you are a Christian. There are certain things you cannot do. That's what differentiates you from others. You stand on your ground. We don't live like that in this kingdom. We don't. What kind of business is that? It tells you. Okay, so how do I get money? It tells you. Okay, this money we are making it from who? Is it from the people? Who are these people? Well, we'll categorize them as the fools. So they are the ones, they are not smart enough, so we have to get some money from them. You are extorting money from people in the name of business? Whatever you do that is not good for man and is not good with God is not good as a Christian. If what you're doing will make someone else cry or weep, it's not good. Okay? Now, that's different from when you and your friend, you're into a game and then you decide to put money down. I'm not talking about gambling now. And then you put money down and say, okay, when I win, I get this. When you win, I get this. Now, on that, in that occasion, both of you, it's with your consent. You are not cheating the other guy. He knows about it. So he has made up his mind to do it this way. Okay? But a situation where you are indirectly getting money from the other guy, you have deceived him, and then money is coming, you are getting money from him. Listen, don't lose your soul because of money. That's what we just read now. He says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Why? It will not stop there. In fact, the Amplified say evils. That means plenty evil, right? It is through this craving that some have been led astray and have wandered from the faith. You see where it's going to end? You won't know. You will just be going until you are completely out of the way. One day you wake up to discover that you are out of the way. And then it says, they pierce themselves through with many acute mental pangs. It says, I just know somebody. Don't worry, just somebody. There is just something that will give you. It will just make you prosperous. What are you looking for? Then you follow him to that somebody. You get there, you discover it's something else. If somebody now said, no, you've known our secret, you can't go anywhere anymore. Pierce themselves through with many mental pangs. Then you have a mental torture now. There is trouble. All by yourself, you can't tell anybody. But you don't want to do it. I'm a Christian. You knew you were a Christian. Why did you go there? Why did you follow him? What are you looking for? You see, as a Christian, this because you have to be careful. Money, 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 money. Things like that shouldn't tempt you. It's just that I'm so tempted. The way things are right now. Relax. Wait for your time. There is timing with God. There is timing with God. Say hallelujah. Look at this. But as for you, O man of God, who is a man of God? If you're a Christian and you're a follower of Jesus, you are a man of God, you are a woman of God. Okay? You don't have to be anointed from heaven with oil dripping from there on your head first. No. As long as God lives on the inside, you are his man. Okay, so he says, but as for you, O man of God, flee from all this. Flee. Don't run. Flee. Flee is greater than run. You understand? Aim at and pursue righteousness. Pursue righteousness. What kind of righteousness is he talking about here? Right standing with God and true goodness. You have a right standing with God. You know that you don't have a problem. The way you are making this money with God, everything is fine. You're standing right with him. The guy is just a fool. I tell people, You don't cheat people like that. Say, yay, can you imagine miracle money? He gave me too much change. You should return it. It's not yours. It's not yours. Might be as a result of oversight from that guy. But you know, return it. I say, sorry, you overpaid me. Those are the kind of things the guy will never forget it. Who in the world is this? Not that you present Jesus as a total different person, follower of Christ, but you presented Jesus as a thief. Because you're living that kind of life. Is it not a shame that a Christian will go into the supermarket and take something extra and try to hide it? And then they now discover, you think about it. If you were there and that person is a church member, and they now begin to, would you want to associate with him? They say, brotherly love, we should love one another, right? Say, in this case, we need to support him. You need to support some, who? In fact, for you to support him, even when you come to meet me and say, Apostle, sir, something happened. And so they want to know the church members. I say, you are who? Or they want to know the pastor. Don't you know that's a stain to SKC? They say, what has your pastor been teaching you? Don't think all of us are like that. Pathetic. We will never have that here in Jesus' name. Because, you know, it's good to live the supernatural life. And you command things, you know, they come out, and everything flies. But then, this other one. No. We are being groomed unto perfection. Where we are excellent in every way. Our attitudes, our thinking, everything about us. We don't just live anyhow. You don't live like an unbeliever. You are not of this world. Clearly written in the scriptures, we are not of this world. We don't belong here. We have different class, different breeds altogether. So we don't just do things with nobody's seeing me. It's not about somebody seeing you. It's about your personality inside. It's an insult. I'm greater than this. I'm bigger than this. Steal? No, I'm too big to steal. Too big. I can't stoop low. You see, because I want to get some money from you, so I will now get the Spirit of God grieved. You know, you have the Holy Ghost with you and is in you. And so whatever you do, you have to be careful because the Bible talks about grieving him. And if you constantly grieve him like that, you deaden his voice in your life. You deaden his operation in your life. You can't keep grieving the Holy Ghost. There are things you do that will grieve him because he's right there with you. Contentment, very important. Okay. All right. Godliness, which is the love and fear of God, and being Christ-like. Christ-like. Faith, love, steadfastness, patience, and gentleness of heart. The problem with those who are not contented is simply that they are too worldly conscious. If you are too worldly conscious and you have this strong attachment to the things of the world, you'll be tempted. You see, you grow to a level in your life where you treat worldly things lightly. Some people put their heart into it so much. If they were going to the market, they are going to the market to buy something, new clothes tomorrow. They got some money. Overnight, they will not be able to sleep. They'll be thinking, oh, that my customer. Where will I go? They will be turning and turning. You see, this strong attachment to the things of the world, you ought to treat it lightly. That contract. Did I tell you about that story? Something that happened that I discovered later many years ago. How I got this this message on Facebook. In those days that Facebook used to be that, you know, it has dropped now. Many people don't really, they just have accounts there. They don't really go there. Okay. Except once in a while. But in those days that we used to be on Facebook constantly, I remember a lady sent me a message and said she was from, trying to remember now, whether Liberia or somewhere. And she said that she was a refugee, and her father was rich, so rich, and so she needed somebody to help her claim the money, and blah blah blah. And the money was a lot of money, and she had found out that I'm somebody she had never met before. Can you imagine that I was cool enough and good and would be able to help out? And right away she declared her love, how she loved this guy. You know, I didn't know this stuff before. So when I saw that, I said, ah! I said, wow! You can imagine, you've been praying with tongues and praying with tongues. The future is mine, the future is mine. Maybe this is what God has delivered into my... wow, this thing works so easily. I didn't tell anybody. I was with my parents. I didn't tell my parents that it would be like a shock. Oh my God. And then she gave the number. Well, seeing that, anyway, I replied right away. So what do you want me to do? Well, she wanted me to call the lawyer of the daddy, but it's the blah, 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 and sent the number to me, the phone number that I should call. And you know, for somebody that wants money, what I was thinking was, wow, 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 wow. By the time I become loaded now, I will push the gospel everywhere. This is God working. My goodness. And right away, I called the lawyer. Oh, the lawyer sounded real. Oh, with that baritone voice. Hello, on the other side. Ah, hello, sir. Well, the lady had told me that I should just say from her, blah, blah, blah. She said, okay, from. So I said, from. So I'm the one who is acting as her husband to be. I want to claim the money. You will know that is carnality. Was I born again? Of course I was. I even said, I will use the money to push the gospel. You see how the devil deceives. And the lady said that all she will want from me is to marry her and to be able to claim all this money. Now, in this sense, no thinking of the will of God. Even while you are praying with tongues, you will never hear God say no. You, what you'll be hearing in your mind is, my son, I'm with you. It's time to make you rich. No matter what you pray, this one will overtake. Do you know that's the reason why some ladies don't get to hear the will of God concerning their lives when it comes to marriage? They already have the guy they like. It's already on her mind. She likes the guy. So she now brings other names. But this one is at the center of them all. She knows it's this one. Go and pray about it. She's praying, 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 praying. She keeps seeing this one. She keeps seeing this one. This is the one you like. That's why you keep seeing this one. So she is now confused. If you already have something on your mind, and that you're holding tight onto it, and you're not ready to let go and say, oh Lord, anything you say, then that thing will keep coming up. You will even get prophecy about that thing. Some people don't know that the devil too prophesy. Satan does. And the Bible talks about lying spirits in the scriptures. And the Bible says the lying spirit has entered into the mouth of the prophet. Not the people, the prophets. The prophet that prophesied before, they started prophesying now. A lying spirit has entered. You see? Because that's what they wanted to prophesy. So if what you really want, and then you're not praying about it, you're not, you may hear a big go ahead. You say, I knew it. God is wonderful. Well, you know the story. Somewhere along the line, I caught her, and thank God I didn't go too deep enough, and I withdrew. I discovered it was a 4-1. When they started saying, okay, now, but you know, you have to send so and so money to claim something first so that the lawyer can start work somewhere. All right. Have I finished reading myself that I will send money? All right. I hear you. All right. By the way, Somewhere along the way, they made an error because somewhere, another lady was able, maybe the same person, was able to send the same kind of message, and that was where I got the same kind of story from that other one too. So I caught them. Glory to God. But if you are this person that you're not settled, you would have made the move. You send money, pew, then you are now waiting. You start beginning to call your lawyer. What's going on? Don't live your life like that. Don't live it. What did Jesus say? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. You have to be careful what you do in the name of making money. You must be careful. Some people, their problem is not money. They are not just satisfied with what they have. If they have a nice cap or hat, and then they have a friend that has a hat too, this one is not nice enough. Their own is not nice. Okay, are you sure this thing is fine? It's really fine. They still prefer that one that other one has. If they have the same kind of shoes, that one is different color. They say, I would have gone for that color. I would have gone. They still prefer that one. Never think like that. Listen, whatever God gives you, see it as the best. That's what it means by that sense of inward sufficiency. Inside, you are loaded. Inside, you have the best. So on the outside, that's how you perceive it. They are not just okay. They are not okay with the clothes they have. They are not okay with the way they look. They are not okay with it. They just have this problem. They are not always okay. Not me. No, not me. I don't think there is anybody that is as good as I am. I think I'm the best in the world. It's the word of God that can put that inside you. You understand? The word of God is what will give you that mindset. I just think that I'm the best. Whatever I have, I think is the best. That's the way I think. I don't ever think that I have children that are better than my children. I think I just have the best children. Because there are people who think this way. There are people who think that the other lady's child is better. Me? Never. That woman's husband is better. You see, you have a problem. You should go and marry him. That's the way some people think. Well, that wife is still better. I don't think so. I always think that whatever I have is just the best. Because I think that God has planned my life. And I'm working in his plan. So if I get that thing, and then that thing is becoming like it's problematic, I don't see it as a problem. I know it's something that will be solved. Why? God has given me the best. That's the way I think. You may be seeing it as problematic. No, I don't see it like that. So if you come and say, this thing has what I will say, why are you making a big deal out of it? Because I know it's not. Just be content with what you have. The reason many are not content with, I don't know why I'm this short. Oh God, what will happen now? Just help me now. See that tall guy there. Okay. Hey, well, I don't know why I'm this tall. Oh God. Can't you just reduce this height? They're calling me tall fool. And so on and so forth. What is the matter with you? You are uniquely, specially, God took his time. Do you understand? When God was, we couldn't be the same. The world will be a boring world. God is not boring. See, I'm the best. Glory to God. Let me show you another one. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 13. From the fifth verse. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Can you imagine? This is in the Bible. Some people are very covetous. They are covetous. It's what somebody has that they want too. Something's wrong with you that way. And be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He says, be content with what you have. Why? Because God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Next verse now. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Take it to the Amplified. 13:5. Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money. Love of money. Love of money. That's why some people have killed their home parents. Love of money. Some have killed their friends. Love of money. They didn't quite take the knife and kill directly, but they gave information about them to someone that got rid of that guy. Love of money. What happens? What happened to Judas Iscariot? Love of money. The Bible says he loved money. And so one day, the devil entered into him. You see? That's an open door. Love of money. And then he was the one. He didn't have to be the one to fulfill that scripture, the one that would betray Jesus. He didn't have to be it. But because there was a door that was open in him, something was wrong with his heart. So the devil had to come in and use him. Love of money. Terrible. And he sold Jesus, his master. He sold him. I often tell people, Peter did what was worse than what he did. He still associated himself with Jesus. He said, I know him. The only thing is you pay me to get him. So, then Peter said, I never know him. I've never seen him before. This guy, no. That is worse. But you know what? Because Peter's heart was right. He did it in fear. And so, amongst the apostles, he was on top later. See that? Thank God for his life. Okay, let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed. 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 You know the person, somebody is coming to join you, so you quickly finish this thing. That's greed. It's terrible. Will you eat? Will you eat? You didn't even let him finish making decisions. That's greed. Including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possession. Ah, I must get it. I must get it. Let me tell you, God changed me. See, in the past, I used to be in this group. But I didn't know. I just thought it was normal. You know, some people's own are extreme. No, mine was not extreme. Mine was, subtle. I didn't know. When BlackBerry came out, I must get BlackBerry. I must get BlackBerry. I must get Black. I was working. I must get BlackBerry. God showed me wine. I went to Computer Village to get BlackBerry. Okay. Now, it was very expensive, but this time around, I got it. All those ones beside the road. Now, if there is anybody that has not seen, you throw the first stone, okay? Computer Village. So, as I was just going, I just saw this guy, two nice BlackBerry. Ah! I said, all right, he gave me the price. My goodness! Is this cheap? BlackBerry. I saw it was black. So, he said, BlackBerry? Ah! And I took it. Okay, will you put it on? He said he's working. He said it's just that you know this one is London use. You have to get another battery. So let me borrow this battery and put pium. He put it inside. Alright, the thing was coming on. I saw BlackBerry on it. Glory to God, you don't have to bother, just remove it. Hey, let me go. And so I got the BlackBerry. Got battery. There was something else I didn't see. That a part of the face, the screen, had been damaged. And I got it in a hurry. Brothers and sisters, not only that, there was another problem with the BlackBerry. For months, What is the essence of BlackBerry that you couldn't browse with? I'm being honest. For months, I couldn't browse with it. Why? They said this kind of BlackBerry is only made for the UK people. So our network here could not carry it. I struggled, wasted a lot of money buying data. I changed different network. I used Globe. They said no. I use MTN. They said try Airtel. I use Airtel. I was changing SIM. I had to wait for months. Only God helped me. Months after, Globe picked it. They were able to begin to use that kind of BlackBerry. Then signal started coming once in a while. Then when you're browsing, it may go off. The next few minutes, you wait again. Why? What did I want? I wanted to ping, right? The Lord taught me a great lesson. One day I'll give you my story. There are other things too like that, that I did in the past. God was teaching because, you know, he's going to, you are a man of God. He's going to take you to heights. And if you're going to hold on to these things will destroy you. You know how God changed his children differently. I learned a lesson. The only pride I had with that BlackBerry was that I tried to bring it out in public. At least the case is looking fine. So, but the work of BlackBerry didn't do. For months, I couldn't ping. Terrible. It says, "And be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have." Okay, with what you have. Be satisfied. Now, don't be satisfied with what you don't have. If you don't have something and you need it and you stay there satisfied, you will not get it. So that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about what God has given you. Be satisfied with it and trust him for the next level. That's what is important. For he, God himself, has said, "I will not in any way fail you." So you see, while you're there in that your small level right now, seemingly small level, you're there confessing, "Boy, I'm rising. I'm moving forward. The day will come that I will set my table. Fear will catch the devil." You know, you're talking like this and saying, "The name of Jesus." Don't eat that rice, concussion rice, with egg on top, and you're complaining. There is no even vegetable oil. I had to use palm oil. What kind of life is this one? And then we say that we are rich, we are loaded, we are joined with Christ. Don't talk like that. Don't do that. There, the Bible says, against hope. Abraham believed in hope. He was giving glory to God. While you're eating that thing, just be giving glory to God. You know, some people may not know. You may have this singlet. I mean vest now. The singlet, this vest, is torn. But since it's going to be under the clothes. So, as you bring it, this one too is torn. Put it on and be giving glory to God. Wear suit on top, not tie. Step out like a king. Say hallelujah. Against hope, believe in hope. Because that's not where you're going to end up. The day will come that you get to your wardrobe and there will be plenty vest there. Oh, listen. Life is in stages. But if you give up early enough and you're complaining, you will not move forward. God, he doesn't move complainers forward. Give him praise. Give him glory. Rejoice. You may have somebody, maybe in the same hostel with you, and that lady is always preparing delicious, delicious food. Nice, nice food. They're always sending her this, sending her that, sending her. No, relax. With your always, these your noodles that you're always preparing. Still be dancing and be praising God. Be dancing, be preparing it and be cool. Sadiga yaba. Glory to God. That's how to do it. Why? I want to tell you why. You're not doing it blindly, like somebody who has no hope. You have a focus. Why? I will not in any way fail you. That's what God says. This future you have in focus, I will take you there. I will not fail you. Nor give you up. Nor leave you without support. He's my support. Glory to God. Then he says, because he wants you to catch this. You understand? He wants you to really believe him. So he says, I will not. Three times. He could have sworn right there. Just for you to believe him. Three times. Since I will not in any degree leave you helpless. Brother, when you are in that situation and it looks like God is not there, they just turned you down. You know how much you have prayed for this thing. And then you show up there, they turned you down. And then you are now feeling bad. You now sit somewhere feeling bad. Ah! God cannot lie. He says, I will not in any degree leave you helpless. Don't say, who will help me now? No! You know what is happening? Let me tell you what is happening. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So if it looks like they turn you down, then it's working for your good. It's working for you. Somebody say hallelujah. That's the way you should perceive it, because it's the word of God. It cannot be broken. But if you don't understand these things, you're already here. Oh, why is life dealing with me like this? Stop it! There are those who face disappointment. If not for that disappointment, they wouldn't have gotten to the top. But because that disappointment came up, then when this other door opened, they were now willing to enter. But if this disappointment didn't come up, they would have said, me, there, never. But it was this door, this is where their greatness is. You see that? Sometimes God may delay something for a timing because he wants to put you in the proper timing. There are some people you shouldn't have met earlier, but you want to meet them by force. You meet them, it's shame. Because you came earlier. There is timing in the kingdom of God. When you take your step with God, he knows how to take you. You see? Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Let me tell you something. One time, somebody, we had not even started SKC. So I went somewhere to a woman of God that I respected so much. And I really wanted to see her. Why? I wanted her to mentor me. You see? Because you see, we've not even started. You know, girl, you don't have any mentor that you know that will talk to you. So I really wanted to see her. You know what? The day I went there to a church that I wanted to see her, the protocol officer said, no, you cannot see her. I really wanted to. Said, no, you cannot see her. I felt bad. Like, and I really wanted her to mentor me. You know what? Years after, the Lord gave me a message for the same woman of God, a prophetic word, and said, go and tell her. It was something that she had been praying about. The very thing she had been praying about. So I went to see her. This time around, when I came to see her, it was like a king. Do you understand? She welcomed me into her office. She sat me down into her office. Not just her office now. What you call it? Her studio. And we talked. We talked like colleague. Don't you understand? She was telling me some things. She was telling me some things. I should join her in prayer about it. But you see, I would have messed things up. Because I really wanted to see her. It's always good to wait for God. There's another man of God that I wanted to do the same to. The Lord said, stop it. The day will come that they will seek to invite you to come and preach there. That's why I stopped. Because, you know, sometimes when someone is looking at me and say, Apostle, who is your mentor? It's not that from my heart I really wanted to. I wish I could have somebody that I could relate with. But God has always stopped me. So you know what I'm doing? I'm just minding my business. Just facing my business. The day will come that the very people you are seeking to go and you will sit with them like this. Oh, somebody say hallelujah! Glory, glory! Glory to God! Now, I didn't say that to brag. I'm just telling you how God operates. Now, that woman of God called me several times, even while she was away from this country. There are times I wouldn't even pick the call because I was too humbled. Like, dear Jesus, receiving a call from this woman of God. She wants to talk to me. But there was a time I would have messed things up. That's why it's always good to pray. Well, lift your hands and give God praise and appreciate Him for the word. Soramanda sopra eng the siege. Ibahanda sopra exe. Give Him praise for the word that you have received. Give Him praise. Appreciate Him. They garanda sosta kira hak to kish to prekadus the he. Dejarata sopra eng the kista manda. Jura dada zoze gira manda frovosus te pranda soste. O jadi garanda sopra ecta gishta pagasta. I garanda soze gira ha. Thank you, Lord.
This message was produced by Supernatural Kingdom Church. To get more of our messages, call 0806-087-643 or 0816-011-4389. Thank you and God bless you.